other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm always having such an incredible brainstorm. Once I get off the radio each day until late at night, and then as soon as I wake up in the morning, and then before I get on air here, reading the news, watching video clips, thinking about all the points I want to make on each little issue, that is why I am a frustrated researcher. I am a frustrated person who is trying to glean reality. Because even though I focus my full intellect on it, it just becomes more fantastic by the day. And then I see the general public taught to not even care about reality and just accept the tiny false spectrum projected by the masters of culture through the television set and then regurgitated out through other mediums. It is truly mind-blowing. Max Keiser on central banks buying the most gold that they've ever purchased in modern history is going to be joining us on that. And a host of other economic issues. He's predicted that you're going to see financial meltdown by the end of April, an accelerated meltdown. We're also going to get Wayne Madsen, formerly of the National Security Agency. He's a journalist, of course, who's written for most of the major publications in the country. He has WayneMadsenReport.com. You know, I saw a story like this in the Daily Mail. Former airline pilot and conspiracy theorist shot dead. His two teenage children and his dog before turning the gun on himself. And from what I know about Philip Marshall, he was tied into black ops and stuff. And he wrote a book about Saudi intelligence involvement in 9/11, which they certainly were, 15 of the 19 hijackers from Saudi Arabia. And he said that he was fearing for his life, but magically he reportedly shot his children. He reportedly shot himself and the children, but he was fearing for his life. Kind of like Gary Webb. Caught people breaking into his house, the Pulitzer Prize winner for Dark Alliance on CIA drug trafficking, and then got shot twice in the head. One shot blew his jaw off where it was hanging by one connection, blew the mandible partially off, shot him in the side of the head with a shotgun, and then they shot him in the back of the head. So he obviously put up a fight, I guess, there at the end. And the police immediately just said, oh, it's normal to shoot yourself twice. I have another article here out of the London Telegraph. Police hunt two men after oil chief assassinated in Brussels. The European head of ExxonMobil, that's arguably the biggest corporation in the world. I know they say Walmart or Apple are, but ExxonMobil, when it comes to real power, is the top dog from my research. Rex Tillerson, I think, still at his head, a Rockefeller-owned subsidiary. ExxonMobil. And you got to love this article. Police are hunting for two men after a British executive working for the oil company ExxonMobil was shot dead in front of his wife in the street in an assassination-style killing. And the police, within minutes of Nicholas Mockford, 60, said, no, we don't think it was an assassination. Guys with motorcycle helmets, shot him three times execution style, punched his wife in the face when she tried to save him, jumped on the... That's trained killers. Only kill who they're paid to kill. They had to pay extra for her to get killed. Jump on the motorcycle. Probably the police, usually who really good governments and who are good at killing people and corporations actually hire the local hit team as the police. Belgian police, though, have imposed a news blackout. Well, because they got to protect their officers. I'd say they're the prime suspects the way they're behaving. After Nicholas Mockford, 60, was shot as he left an Italian restaurant in Niederover-Himbeek, a suburb of the capital. He was shot execution style three times. Twice, and then he hit the ground, and then once in the head. Once he lay on the ground after leaving the Da Marcello restaurant there at about 10 p.m. So had his last meal. And they're like, instantly, we Breitbarted him. Why don't they just say, like, Boutros Ghali, you know, claimed that the Pakistani president had fallen and hit her head. Remember? Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 19th day of February 2013, and I am blessed to be above ground. I'm here to tell you, every day above ground is a good day. Isn't it, Tony, to quote Scarface? We are live, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get into why the mega banks and ultra rich are buying gold at record levels while busily telling the public to dump theirs. We're going to look at the acceleration in the currency war that the G20 has been talking about with Max Keiser, always informative, always a popular guest in the third hour today. Wayne Madsen, former NSA officer, syndicated columnist, he's got intel. There's all sorts of political assassinations going on. Meanwhile, police hunt for two men who killed the European head of ExxonMobil execution style. They say they don't think it's foul play, just a mugging or something. That's why they killed him execution style. Didn't steal anything. Author and former intelligence contract pilot accused in murder suicide. Wayne's investigated that. And says that it looks like he was taken out. He was an author exposing Saudi intelligence involved in 9/11. So he went bye-bye. You really learn who has the power when you're in the media and you criticize somebody like the Saudis and there's instant repercussions. You put a YouTube video up criticizing them, and within minutes, YouTube bans it.
and puts a strike on you. You really learn who's got a lot of power. British royalty doesn't like being criticized either. You know, they advertise all day. They don't have any power. The opposite is the case. Okay, here's the deal. Let me just mention some of the headlines. We'll see if I can do it without plunging into the first or second story I get into. But we're going to roll through a lot of news today in the hour and a half or so before our guest joins us. Breitbart has now gone in and totaled up, and so has WorldNet Daily totaled up. We've been saying 1.75 billion bullets, 1,750-something million. Sorry, it's now over 2 billion bullets, but that has not stopped AP implying that I'm making this up. But it doesn't matter. They can try to shoot down the messenger. The information is getting out there. Why has the government bought enough bullets for a 24-year war in Iraq? The troops used 5 million bullets a month at the height of the Iraq war. So breaking those numbers down, it's enough for a 24-year Iraq war. And that's just, oh, I'm sorry, Breitbart did the actual numbers crunching. In the last 12 months, it's over 2 billion. If you count what went back before that, because I've just been adding up what I've seen in the news. I was saying 1.75 billion. And as usual, it's worse than I said. So actually, it's true. I am inaccurate. It's worse than I said, which is the case almost every time. Oh, boy. Okay. So there's that. Meanwhile, Seattle Times, they're saying, oh, a misstep. We want to do home inspections, you know, and they have built a ban semi-autos. And that's freaked people out. The police will be coming in your house. So they're saying we need to get the guns incrementally. It's an article called Misstep and Gun Bill Could Defeat the Effort. So they're very upset at themselves. And they're like, hey, we got to sneak up on these people. We don't want to have an open fight with them and that we're tyrants. All gun shows halted in Maryland County. They tried that in Travis County, named after William Barrett Travis, if you can believe that or not, right here in Austin, where I live, the county, they tried to ban having a gun show, period, even on private property. That sounds like San Francisco trying to next is banning gun shops in the city. So there you go. All gun shows halted, period. There's no gun shows allowed. WTOP television. Here's another one we're going to be getting into along that front. Mother of Virginia boy who was arrested over toy gun criticizes case and handling. And she says, how is a toy orange gun brandishing a weapon when all he did was say, let's go after school and play with our toy guns? My goodness, we all play with guns, toy guns at school. This is the mind control that we're dealing with as a society. And they're going ahead. He has a probation officer. They're going ahead with the trial because the mother won't plead and put him on probation. And they're going to put a jury up there and tell him he's guilty, a 10-year-old, of felony brandishing. And they're trying to send him to juvenile hall. You can go read the articles. They're very, very, very proud of this. 10-year-old arrested for toy gun as probation officer, lawyers, and second court date. Could end up in permanent criminal record. Well, could end up in jail is the goal. He'll go to criminal college now at 10. And people are like, well, this is injustice. That's the whole point. I mean, if you can arrest a parent and give them $500 tickets or whatever for their three-year-old urinating in the yard, do it. If you can tell the jury this is brandishing of a weapon, doesn't matter if the statute has to say that it is a real weapon, doesn't matter. The jury's so stupid, and the judge is so evil, and the prosecutor's so evil. I see cases every day reading the news where people are sent to jail and spend hard time, in state pens and federal pens for things that aren't illegal. Because the public doesn't know which end is up. We're in a lot of trouble here, and admitting this can reverse things. Here's would you like a case point example of people doing hard time for things that aren't illegal? I give you a lot of them. I bet you can think of some. Last time I checked, it's now 16 states. It was just 14 a few months ago that arrest people for filming police in public aggressively and charge them with wiretapping, which is illegally taping someone on their own property or tapping into a wire. which is what the government's doing with the smart meters and all the rest of it, to show the hypocrisy and the paradox there and the hilarity of it if it wasn't so serious. And there are people serving 3-, 4-, 5-year prison sentences all over the U.S., hundreds of them in Illinois. The Chicago Tribune's done a bunch of reporting on it, saying it's a good idea, by the way. And they even tried to put people in jail for life. The state has actually put briefs in at the county level saying, yes, we want these individuals in jail for life. For life. For life. One guy, it was 5 charges, 15 years apiece. Now, there it is. Massachusetts man charged with wiretapping for recording cops. Guys, it's making me mad. I can't remember the name of the guy. Type in man faces life in prison for filming police or taping police, Illinois. We've had him on. I just wanted to. And they had 5 consecutive 15-year sentences. And they were having a real case with the state attorney came down to the county and they said, we really want this precedent. Life in prison. Now, imagine the off-the-chart North Korean tyranny of that. The off-the-chart that Michael Allison was his name. That's right. There it is. Man faces life in jail for recording police. And then after he beat him in court, they would drive back by his house and pull up in his yard. He lives on the edge of town and fixes classic cars. He's like a rockabilly, but the real deal. And, you know, making money on fixing up 57 Chevys and stuff. Turned out they wanted a bunch of the cars. They were so valuable. Hauled him off his junk. And so now they'll pull by and get out in his yard. And when he films them, they arrest him again. Because he won't. And they don't care. They want life in prison, okay? You are going to take your cars. You're going to prison for life. And the state attorney came down and said, we want this precedent, Judge. Do not throw this out. We want life in prison. And the judge got so much pressure, he dismissed the case. So they've now gone and tried to arrest him again with new filings. Imagine some guy with no criminal record in overalls who fixes classic cars, no criminal record, lives in the house his parents had, a junkyard behind it, and this guy out in the country films police taking his cars away, and so he faces life in prison. That's America. Like, we have another clip today of the little girl crying. The TSA tells the 2-year-old, you can't have your dolly. Men in uniforms are taking the 2-year-old away. I mean, my kids see cousins and uncles they haven't seen in a while, and, you know, when they're little and hide behind you and are scared at first. That's normal instinct. Imagine you're at a big bright lights. People walk over. They're going to grab your 2-year-old. They've got the dolly. And they said, please, can they have whatever dolly's name was? It's in the article. It's like Binky or something. When you take her away to frisk her, can she have Binky? And the woman's like, that's illegal to film me. That's it. Police! Got a new video today. Of course, it's not illegal to film. I mean, that's why my wife's like, I want to fly. I'm sick of this. I want to go places. And I'm like, listen, what are you going to do when they grab our small daughter and drag her off? I mean, they're going to target me at the Austin airport. They do. I mean, I walk up, they go, oh, Alex, okay, you know. I mean, they all know who I am. I'm going to go to a place where people are going to target my kids and drag them off. And if they cry, it's all over, folks. They'll arrest little kids for crying. That's evil. You got peanut butter, they'll arrest you for terrorism. It's all about, see, I'm not joking, life in prison for filming police in Illinois. Now, see, that's how my brain works. That's why I get so frustrated, is I read article about the mothers going, this is an overcharge. You're going to put him in jail, a 10-year-old? He's a good kid, had an orange toy gun in his backpack on the bus and said, let's go play cops and robbers. And now the prosecutor's throwing the book at him. The mother doesn't even know that it's not illegal. And that they falsely charged and falsely applied the penal code of the Virginia state law. He didn't brandish a weapon. It has to be a weapon for brandishment. It's a 10-year-old. It's not applicable. But doesn't matter. He is prey. This is the new slavery, is to get you in the criminal justice system, to get you in the welfare system, or to get you working for a mega corporation where they control you. The name of the game is control. Now, I got through about 5-6 stories. When we come back, the top stories. The demonization of the Tea Party goes into ultra, ultra high gear. Folks, WWE creates racist wrestler to demonize the Tea Party, and guess who he's a fan of? Alex Jones. On WWE, they're really getting desperate.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Way up north, way up north, to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. North to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his
father. Coming up in the next segment, I'll get to WWE creates racist wrestler to demonize Tea Party. They say that the racist, because he's not just against open borders, he then says ridiculous things, and his manager does. Jake Swagger, the former real wrestler and football player. And then they go out and say ridiculous things to demonize. And I've been getting calls about this for a while, but Watson actually got sent one of the clips, and it has between 14 and 15 million viewers a week. So to give you an idea, that's something like 25, 30 times the size of Piers Morgan's audience. People say, oh, wrestling, that's fake. Nobody believes that. Oh, really? I'd say about half the wrestling fans. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, folks, around it all, okay? You know, I'd go to the shopping mall. There'd be the Von Erichs there, everybody yelling and screaming, running after them. I'd say about half the kids in my neighborhood thought it was real. And then they'd, you know, get to be teenagers and pile drive some neighbor kid and put them in a coma. That actually happened. They had to ban wrestling at the school during the lunch recess because people were body slamming each other. And they're like, I don't understand. They do it on TV. It's like, hey, Bubba, you know, to some redneck kid who just picked up some little kid and body slammed him. Hey, it isn't real. You body slam somebody like that, you kill him. And Watson shows the Twitter feeds. It was like, we'll get him. We'll get Alex Jones, these racist filth. And it's meant to create, and then, of course, he battles the guy with the Mexican flag, and Mexico wins. He's the villain, see? And he likes Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, and Glenn Beck. We have all these clips coming up. We're going to get you evil Mexicans. I love Alex Jones. I mean, and it's because Vince McMahon's a big Republican, so is his wife, ran for Senate. You've got, I'm already covering this, I guess. You've got, I'm going to get more to it in the next segment. You've got his, you know, wife again running for Senate. You've got Karl Rove demonizing the Tea Party, demonizing constitutionalist libertarians. I mean, if you're not left of Lenin, Karl Rove doesn't like you now. And so it's a full-on attack. I mean, even old-line neocon-style conservatives like Rush Limbaugh are being demonized by the Republican Party. And Glenn Beck is being demonized. And, of course, you know I am, because what's happening is I'm pulling those guys more towards the Constitution and Bill of Rights and away from all this left-right business. I mean, look, I can't go to Mexico and get free health care. I can't go to Mexico and get anything. Mexico's got 110 million people in Mexico, 30 million Mexicans here that aren't U.S. citizens. That's a conservative number. The media says it's 15 million. It's more than double that. And they have been taught racial ideology attached to the socialism and collectivism of the Democratic Party. And the Republican Party leadership is the very same megacorporations that want the cheap labor. And this is part of a program. And so it's now time to just get rid of the borders, part of the North American Union that Bush signed with Vicente Fox, the Mexican president and the Canadian president back in 2005, just north of me in Waco, Texas, at Baylor University. And by the way, the treaty was secret for about 3 years till Judicial Watch sued to get the Banff Canada meetings in 2007. So I guess 2.5 years. And these are on Judicial Watch's website. They're in my film Endgame. And they had a copy of the treaty in the minutes of that meeting. And so they got the treaty. And it's to get rid of the borders, only allow certain development zones, the multinational corporations to operate, who will be tax exempt. You and I will not be tax exempt. I have articles about that today about Obama's development zones. They're not Obama's development zones. They're the New World Order's development zones. That's why the Republicans won't stop this. And they've made it now a racial pride, Mexico. See, Mexico's allowed to have its nationalism. The U.S. isn't. But the globalists are just set-piecing to bring both countries down into each other, into a larger global corporate colonized system. And it will destroy the Mexicans. It will destroy Americans. I don't care what color or what, you know, quote, culture you come from. And that's the mastermind stroke of the globalist. I've got articles today where the top 100 corporations are totally tax-exempt. Of course, that's on record as well. The mega families are tax-exempt. Zuckerberg and his public offerings just have been given over just a massive amount of money, tax exempt on their public offering. It is incredible. That's the real discrimination. That they're setting up inland ports that are tax exempt, but your company isn't. See, it's all about selective enforcement. And meanwhile, all we're talking about is racial stuff, and they're imploding the two countries into each other. I'm going to cover this when we get back. Then the incredible UN news, and the city of L.A. says they're going to have me arrested. I'm going to tell you about that. Stay with us. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax. Anthrax. And radio. And radio. And the car. Get our clutch fix here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, transmitting worldwide. Okay, look, let me just try to, as quickly as I can, get through this WWE thing and explain why it's so important, and then I'm going to move into all the other world news and little important tidbits like this. CBS News. Artificial sweeteners tied to obesity, type 2 diabetes. Gee, I've just been saying that for 17 years on air because there's studies. It's not like I just, put a doctor's white coat on and say that I know this. But they spin it like, oh, well, it's artificial sweeteners. And it says, high intensity sweetener changes metabolic response. Yeah, if it's tricking your taste buds, it's doing other things. And then it just goes into how it's screwing people up. Have you ever noticed when you're at the shopping mall or whatever, the most obese people, who I feel sorry for, self-propelled stomachs, are drinking Diet Cokes. Well, this is now in thousands, let's be conservative, it's over 10,000 foods when I've had experts on about it. Over 10,000 foods in the U.S. alone have this. Every sugared gum you look at doesn't even say sugarless. We'll have it. I'm challenging you. You have to mail order gum that doesn't have it. I mean, it's very hard to find. And it's a fact that causes macular degeneration. It destroys sperm counts, gives you cancer, brain damage. I mean, it breaks down, for heaven's sakes, into wood alcohol. And listen, you don't have to be a quantum physics mechanic to know that wood alcohol, you know, if you drink too much of it in one sitting, makes you go blind or die. Now, do you think it's a good idea to be eating wood alcohol, drinking wood alcohol? I don't know. Is that a good idea? Of course, poisons are very addictive. So it's a drug. And so, of course, they put a drug, a toxic drug, where it addicts you, where you won't use other products. And so that's why all the gum products and now a lot of the sugar candy has it because, well, no one will ever eat the other sugar candy or gum again or chew it if they don't have the poison. So they've got to compete. And so it's in basically everything now. See, this is just one little article here. I've got other major studies out about television, lowering IQ, and the more television you watch, the more criminal you're apt to be. And they say they don't know why. Well, it's not just the medium of television. It's that it's so degenerate what's on television. Simulated murders, rape, death. Everybody cheats on their wife. Everybody cheats on their husband. Everybody has a gay affair on the side. Everybody is stealing at work. Everybody's a bum. Everybody's a joke. All men are bad role models. Everybody gives up. Everybody gives in. Anybody who cares about liberty is a piece of filth terrorist. The message is anti-human because the globalists want us screwed up so they can take over our society. That's some of the news I've got there as well. Now, the minute I've been hearing about this, but I just didn't have time to track it down, that I'd been, hey, Alex, they've been trashing you on WWE. I saw that on YouTube comments. I saw it in a letter that was mailed here, and I'm just like, WWE, you know, Worldwide Wrestling, that doesn't even enter my brain. Okay? I mean, I just remember being 10 years old over at neighbors' houses watching Kabuki, you know, fight the Von Erichs or whatever. And the kids saying, I'm going to beat you up if you don't say it's, you know, real. And then the neighbor kid punches you, and then you punch them, and then their parents throw you out of the house and say you're never invited back over again. I mean, I remember dealing with people. And so the minute Watson, I called Watson about 6 a.m. this morning when I got up and got on the computer. Paul Watson's 6 hours ahead over in England, head of PrisonPlanet.com, and really the morning editor of Infowars.com, the workhorse, the number one workhorse of the operation after myself. And I call Watson up at 6 a.m. And I go, oh, what you got going on? And he said, well, do you know that Jack Swagger, the villain of the WWE, he said, there's a bunch of videos. I'm going to do a quick report on it. They get up there and discredit the Tea Party with Gadsden flags and say really ridiculous stuff like, you know, all Mexicans are bad. I love Alex Jones. And his manager has a Yosemite Sam voice like, white rabbits. But instead it's like, white Mexicans. But I love me some Alex Jones. You Mexican, I love Rush Limbaugh. That's actually, and I said, Watson, when you write this article, the comments are going to be, it's just entertainment. What's the big deal? On a bad day, it's got 14 million viewers. 14 million viewers. Now, on a good day, Piers Morgan has 500,000. The Piers Morgan thing was big because it got picked up on hundreds of outlets. Jay Leno, you name it. Okay, but Piers Morgan, 500,000, WWE, 14 million. 14 million with an audience of up to 50,000 people in there watching it. And some people go because it's a joke. I totally get it. I've thought about going to it for entertainment purposes. I just like I went to a monster truck deal. I mean, it's fun to do that. It's a big joke for most people. But for a lot of people, WWE, it's not a joke. And now their demographics are about half. I saw this in the Wall Street Journal last year. About half the WWE attendees and viewers are Hispanic. Okay? So, because it's big down in Mexico, the whole fake wrestling thing. They have a Jack Black movie about that. You know, where a Catholic priest goes and becomes one. So it's big, okay? And so the new audience, and now I've learned it's not just Jack Swagger. Most of the white people are now going to be idiot, bad people who are racist and hate Hispanics and then get defeated by guys with Mexican flags. That's right. Jack Swagger, we got to do a whole video piece on this. He comes out every night and fights a Mexican guy with a Mexican flag who then defeats him. Oh, I hate some Mexicans. And then he gets beat up. I mean, wow. And that's Vince McMahon, who's a big establishment rhino Republican. He's a billionaire with his form of theater, men in tights, ballet. And all of this is going on. And you got about, you know, a large portion of the audience that thinks it's real. I've known adults that will call in and go, it's real. No, it's real. It's real. And I'm like, really? I've seen somebody body slammed who was in a coma. I mean, you know, this is not real. Okay, I'll assure you, grown men who are 6'8" pounding each other in the face one time, blood's going to be pouring everywhere. No, it ain't. But almost all these folks have never been in a real fight. They're like little arrested development, toddling pot bellies, you know, who were like, we're going to go to the mother, white, Hispanic, black. It's like, it's the same. They look the same. They act the same. It's real. Let's go watch the big guy fight. It's real. I mean, most of them got about 80 IQs. They're borderline mentally retarded. I mean, I'm very sad about this. It's just a fact. Okay, you got people that are there to laugh at it, and then you've got people there that think it's real. And you don't really go to watch the wrestlers. I know folks that are into this. Billy Corgan, you know, puts on wrestling, and, you know, it's a big joke and fun for him, you know, the Smashing Pumpkins guy. I'm going to get him back on, by the way, when he's out for South by Southwest. The point is that if it's entertainment, that's great, but you've got the people there who don't understand. Half the audience is there to laugh at you. You are the entertainment. Okay? All right. I'm digressing. Let me just get to this and then get to all the other news. Now, you've got in the last week, CNN and Atlantic Wire and others both saying that I said the United States attacked Russia with secret space weapons with a meteorite when I said it was a comet or a stone meteorite. Now the Russian government has officially said they studied pieces of it. They believe it was a rock and snow comet. That's why it burned that bright, is the water will actually burn when it heats up like that. Okay, boom. I was correct as usual. Not hard to know. It can be a stone meteorite. It can be a iron ore or nickel meteorite, or it can be what they call a comet. But they have another technical name for it that's escaping me. Hold on, I even printed it up this morning from memory. Yes, here it is. The object was identified as a solitary 10-ton bolide, which is in the comet family. Okay. Now, we put articles out saying it's a comet or a stone meteorite. On record, these other pieces are spurs. That's why I think it was a stony and not a bowler, but or a polar or whatever they call it. The point is that all this is going on. They put out a report saying that. Well, I can show you the article. They're like, yeah, our analysis is Alex will be Alex. There he goes again, saying the U.S. attacked Russia with space weapons. And then CNN the same day as last Friday. Yeah, Alex Jones supports Dorner, the cop killer. Yeah, he's a problem, isn't he, man? Loving dead cops. There's cops watching CNN going, Alex Jones wants to kill cops. He likes Dorner. Even when I was getting criticized for saying Dorner, the story was true, is a monster, killing people's children to get at them. And that's the worst thing you can do. That's no hero. That's not a vigilante. You don't kill somebody because you saw a cop beat somebody up and they didn't get fired, allegedly. I'm sure there was more going on. Doesn't matter what I really said. Because CNN and MSNBC and all these other outfits are preying on their audience just like Vince McMahon and his establishment Republican wife. And so you and I, who know how silly this is, we're sitting there watching this going, this is ridiculous. But you imagine, folks, this is what's taught in Mexico, where they hand out maps of how to get to the U.S. They teach the Southwest belonged to Mexico. Yeah, it did for about 20 years. Belonged to the Russians, belonged to Spain, belonged to the French. No one could hold it. Western settlers came in and were able to hold it. That's what happened. You know, it's the Six Flags of Texas. But the point is, they teach, you're poor because America took Texas and California. No, you're poor because you never got out from under colonialism and never had a 1776. I want Mexico to be free. I want Mexico to be prosperous. But there is a virulent anti-American, anti-white system pushed in Mexico. Let's just be honest about it. And now in Spanish media, owned by globalists, owned by white guys predominantly, they teach it in the dramas, the sitcoms, everywhere. My wife speaks Spanish. She grew up in Spain. She goes, look at that billboard. Listen to that radio. I mean, when I first married her, she didn't really know about all this stuff. She's like, oh, are you kidding? And then she sees Mexican, you know, grocery stores about, for those in the race, you're welcome to come in. The Raza. You know, La Raza, those in the race, everything, those outside the race, nothing. This is Ku Klux Klan stuff. I've gone and protested the Ku Klux Klan. But why is it acceptable to have this where they have a fake white guy play the part of discrediting wanting to have sovereignty and wanting to have the same rules on immigration that Mexico has that are, you know, well, not even the same. Theirs are draconian. And the idea of you don't totally give in to the globalist for a North American union that won't help Mexico. NAFTA and GATS destroyed them as well. And then you get all the Mexican drug gangs and almost 60,000 dead in the last few years and all of this and then all this racial identity when you can't have nationalism or racial identity in America, period, if you're white. And you're told all day how white people are inherently bad. And Arabs are saying, ban the Lego Star Wars set. Jabba the Hutt's supposed to be an Arab. It's racist. It had nothing to do with Arabs. But it's not meant to make sense. It's meant to put you on the defensive and then also make you become racially based so the globalists can then play us off against each other, just like when they have a prison. America is the model of a prison. America is the model of a prison where they have the Asian gangs, the Mexican gangs, the Latino gangs that have to be separated from each other. You have several blocks of the black gangs and the white area. And they're all racially motivated. And if you don't get the Nazi tats, you're going to be gang raped the first day if you get in a serious penitentiary. You will join the Nazis and probably bend over for them, or you're going to be knifed to death. And the jail guards run the operation, bring drugs into them to sell. And it's the same thing. You will join the black gang, or you're going to be knifed that day and, you know, everything else. You will join the Mexican gang. This is how they want culture set up. The Romans divided Rome, the city of Rome, up into districts and played the groups off against each other and then had a stronger militarized brigade over the city that controlled them. This is ancient great game imperial management systems. And so imagine you've got the Republican leadership saying, how dare the Tea Party not want a totally open border and total socialism and to turn their guns in? And you've got Karl Rove out there saying that. And then you've got Karl Rove attacking Alex Jones, now even Rush Limbaugh, and Glenn Beck. You know, coming out saying, these groups are bad, these groups are radical, let us run things, the new Republican Party, you'll lose if you don't do this, you'll lose if you don't go along with this. And they've got scripted, because I know people at WWE, it's all scripted and approved what they say, what they do. It's all choreographed for a full 4 or 5 days ahead of time, word for word, and approved by the control freak Vince McMahon. So you're seeing scripted every week, Jack Swagger, we're going to play some of this after the break, running around saying, and his manager saying, every problem is the Mexicans, which is just obviously ridiculous and racist. America's perfect if it wasn't for the illegal aliens. And mixing the two together. And the commentators are like, yeah, Jack Swagger gets that Alex Jones fan mail. Limbaugh likes him too. And you're like, well, it's a joke. No, it's not. The viewers out there watching it, mainly illegal aliens, about half their audience, are sitting there really believing it's real and really believing that I'm sending fan mail to Jack Swagger. Okay, so, and it's everywhere. It's sitcoms, it's dramas, it's four TV shows demonizing the former founding fathers and anybody that's a gun owner today saying we're racist, we're killers. If you talk about chemtrails on a drama, you're secretly going to nerve gas New York. And, of course, it's not real, but you've got the general public, the yuppies, you got yuppie shows, the hospital shows, you've got the wrestling shows. For every demographic, and every demographic is, Alex Jones wants to kill cops. Alex Jones likes Christopher Dorner. Alex Jones says America attacked Russia with a meteorite. Alex Jones lied about bullets. Alex Jones hates Mexicans. Alex Jones, you see, who are they attacking? And it's the Republican Party. The Republican Party leadership, I mean, he spent tens of millions. How much did she spend running in the Senate? It was some record number. Is it 50, 60 million? Look up how much McMahon's wife spent on her Senate run for me. I think it's like 60 million or something, memory serves. The point is, she couldn't even get in, and so now they're just throwing themselves at the power structure's feet. Look, we'll do whatever you say. So now on mainline TV, nothing has 15 million viewers but the NFL now. 30 million viewers per show. Super Bowl, 75 million. She spent 100 million. That's New York Times. Excuse me. I guess when I saw the last number, it was 60. $100 million trying to crawl up the hind end of the New World Order. I mean, this is beyond brown nosing. I'm sorry. That's what's going on here. Okay? You witch bucket of pus. Okay, and I'm telling everybody, boycott the WWE and the rest of it. They are anti-American filth. Out there trying to imply anybody that wants sovereignty and doesn't want this country bankrupted. The illegal aliens being brought in here to vote take our guns, folks. I'd rather convert them and turn them over to liberty. But let me tell you, that's not happening. The globalists want the illegals here. I don't want them here. It's simple. Globalists are...
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The art. article is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And it's very important everybody goes and sees it. WWE creates racist wrestler to demonize Tea Party. This is meant to demonize anybody that's pro-gun, you name it. And I'm going to get more into world news when we come back and then take your phone calls ahead of our next guest joining us. But, you know, aspartame and things really hits Hispanics worse than it hits anybody else, the studies show. But nobody's going to care about that in the Hispanic Raza groups, about why is everybody dying or how they're sterilizing little Mexican children in Mexico. That's in the news. No. It's just learn to hate white people, because the globalists want to divide and conquer so they can attack everybody. Let's go to Paul Watson's report on this travesty. Here it is.
World Wrestling Entertainment has created an immigrant-bashing, Bill of Rights-loving, don't-tread-on-me flag-waving, racist character who, according to WWE commentators, receives fan mail from Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, and Glenn Beck. Jack Swagger and his manager Zeb Coulter appeared on Monday Night Raw last night and were booed by the audience as they talked about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and illegal immigration.
The state of our union is pathetic, but real Americans are not to blame. The blame lies solely on the shoulders of the millions and millions of people living in this country illegally.
See, they're meant to discredit things there. See,
those people live in our country.
Is the fault of illegals.
But they don't have any qualms about taking our medical care, our jobs, our educations, and our freedom. And here on President's Day, I think it's high time that we put a stop to it.
So then later in the show, the WWE commentators said that these two racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant hate figures received fan mail from none other than Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and Alex Jones.
Daniel Bryan, we're going to put him away.
Well, Zeb's got a lot of fan mail so far from Rush Limbaugh.
Bags of it. Or Alex Jones, for that matter. Glenn Beck, I think, or Alex Jones, as you see Daniel Bryan now.
So here was some of the response on Twitter last night. I see the WWE is crapping all over the Tea Party right now with the Jack Swagger gimmick. Here's another one. WWE promoting a racist, immigrant-hating Tea Party character versus a Mexican wrestler. Unfortunately, not an all-time low, but top five low point. So Swagger and partner is racist, and their match at WrestleMania is against a Mexican. The WWE is back to being racist. The real American against the wealthy Mexican who's fighting for the poor. And it goes on. So the WWE announcers just said Jack Swagger is like Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh. They had a Don't Tread on Me poster. So everybody was freaking out about this in the aftermath on Twitter. So this is a continuation of the divide and conquer tactic of cultural subversion to manufacture racial division and to characterize the Tea Party, conservatives, libertarians, opponents of uncontrolled illegal immigration and constitutionalists as racist, extremist radicals who should be pushed to the fringes of the political discourse.
The rest of his video report and more videos up at InfoWars.com, breaking all of this down. But this is how desperate the system is. They are targeting and trying to create division. And it's like this in movies, dramas, everywhere. White people are bad. Anyone else is good. Gun-owning Southerners. Well, I mean, you've got Rangel saying we've got to overcome Southerners in the Constitution. So, see, white people are taught you're bad, and whites are like, you're right, so they're beating themselves over the head with a baseball bat. I'm scum, I'm filth. And the system's like, by the way, we're in a race, we're going to take over La Reconquista. You going to take that scumbag? That's right. And they script it, and it's put out by rich white Republicans who want to gut this country. Vince the traitor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.